A new online mapping tool aims to help in the continued fight against hunger in the region. It can be a resource for those seeking food assistance, but the other goal is for organizations that provide that service to improve their outreach based on data. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek explains.
A new interactive map allows users to check a list of boxes to see exactly where they can find food outlets throughout Benton and Washington counties. That includes grocery stores, farmers markets, and nearly 200 charitable programs like food pantries. Erin Hoag, a director at the Walmart Foundation, says the map is based on a study done last year by the nonprofit Center for Governmental Research.
They took all of that data and did a report, but also overlaid it with this interactive map. So it really helps us begin to see whether you're a business or a nonprofit trying to meet the needs or just a service provider, to see like how and where you would go to get food at what time of day. On a Tuesday in the afternoon, is there a pantry in my community open that I could go and get food that I need to? Is it on the transportation line? Is it on a bus route? Is it not?
The map also shows how different parts of the region compare in terms of socioeconomic data, like unemployment and housing affordability. Hoag says the research component is new, but Walmart has been working to fight hunger in local communities for years.
And so for us at Walmart, what that means is really a multi-layered approach around partnership. And so we partner with organizations locally to meet the needs. And that's oftentimes shows up through our grants, so supporting their ability to purchase trucks, refrigeration, food to redistribute to the communities that need them the most.
Hoag says the company also holds its Fight Hunger Spark Change donation drive at Walmart registers and runs a food donation program.
So we have a retail recovery program where we donate food to a local food bank that is then able to redistribute it to food pantries, service organizations, churches, et cetera. So we have had a long time commitment to doing that. We've done that food donation program for 10 years now.
But Hoag adds they wanted to know more, which is why the Walmart Foundation turned to CGR for their expertise in quantitative and qualitative data.
It's not just about donating food. It's about better understanding what is additional gaps and barriers. And that sort of is what brought us to life to the research. So hunger is a top priority for us, but we want to learn more about the food system we've been supporting. What are the additional gaps and barriers that actually need to be addressed in order for us to really meet the needs in our community around food insecurity?
Aside from the interactive map, CGR also compiled a report called Addressing Food Insecurity in Northwest Arkansas. Hoag says it lays out some of the challenges in connecting people to food resources in the region.
Those who are providing the services, many are small, volunteer-led organizations. Oftentimes faith-based organizations. So when you think about growing need in a community, but the time and hours of operating that are completely volunteer-led, that has a huge gap and barrier for people who are trying to meet those needs.
Hoag says the report also found that while charitable organizations have a lot of options, food insecure individuals don't have much overall choice.
So if you think about in your interacting, going to a grocery store, we like our choice. We like selections. We also maybe have dietary restrictions. Individuals or families interacting with the charitable meal system are approaching it the same way. So how can we provide a choice in a way that's thoughtful, but oftentimes balanced with a volunteer-led capacity issue at the same time?
During its research phase, CGR worked with local organizations to gather data. One of them was the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. Here's President and CEO Kent Eikenberry.
You know, we had a lot of our partner agencies were interviewed in order for them to gather the information about when the pantries were open, where they were located, the type of services they provided. So we worked very closely with them.
The food bank serves agencies in Benton, Washington, Madison, and Carroll counties.
The easiest way to describe what we do is we're a wholesale grocer. We work with 160 partner agencies who distribute food to the food insecure people, and those pantries, for the most part, get their food from us. They typically get between 80 and 90% of what they distribute comes through our warehouse.
Eikenberry says the food bank gets donations from manufacturers, retail rescues, and food drives.
Last weekend, we got 16,000 pounds from the the Springdale Postal Letter Carriers Food Drive.
A significant portion of the organization's budget also goes toward purchasing food.
It's shelf-stable. We have a lot of frozen protein. We're getting into more and more produce. So it's, you know, it's the stuff that you could build a well-balanced meal around.
Eikenberry says the food bank is using the CGR report to figure out whether they need to make any changes to where and how they distribute their donations.
We're going to take that information and then working with the University of Arkansas and a couple other people, kind of do a deep dive into it and determine areas that need additional services. And that will certainly factor into where we go with our next mobile pantry. Try and determine why an area is underserved and try and make sure that we can get product into those areas and help those people.
Right now, the food bank sends its mobile pantry fleet to 12 locations once a month. Eikenberry says they distribute food to an average of 60 to 80 households at each stop.
You know, I tell people my tummy doesn't care if I live in Madison County or downtown Rogers. If it's hungry, it's hungry, and we need to do a better job of figuring out ways to service those people.
Especially since the way people use food banks has changed.
Food banks were initially started back in the 70s as a way to help somebody who had an emergency. What we've seen happen, not only in Northwest Arkansas, but nationwide, the people's need for food assistance has grown.
Eikenberry says for many people, food banks have become part of the way they get by.
If you're working full-time and making $10 an hour, you make $20,800 a year before taxes, before rent comes out of it, before your car payment comes out of it, before insurance comes out of it. So at the end of the day, there's not a lot of money left to buy groceries. So we're finding more and more repeat customers, if you let me use that term, simply because they have to go someplace to get assistance.
Aaron Hogue says the CGR study is already generating a lot of conversations. But what happens from this point will depend on who is using the report and the expertise they have to offer.
So for Walmart and the Walmart Foundation, for us, it's how can we structure grant opportunities or RFPs to support the network in a way that sort of helps drive some of those longer-term impacts.
As for the foundation's nonprofit partners, Hogue says one of the recommendations made in the report was more cross-sector collaboration, since many food insecure individuals also rely on other services in the community.
So how could a food pantry partner with another service provider, and you're going to be providing multiple services at the same place versus going to two different locations across town in order to get the wraparound services that you might need?
Hogue says she also hopes the study will spur innovative ideas and approaches that haven't been tried before. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Just ahead on Ozarks at Large, the American Heart Association is bringing a new cycling event to the region to raise awareness and funds for heart and stroke research.
After you have a stroke, there's lots of stroke rehabilitations that have to do with cycling. Another cool fact that I found out is cycling, if you ride 30 miles a week, it reduces your rate for heart disease by 50%. So it's crazy. Who would have thought?
That's coming up here on Ozarks at Large.